Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Hit 105.
G'day, g'day, g'day. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, we had a little bit of a surprise for a 360 fan. You're going to be able to hear that chat when we got him to come in and start rapping with her when she thought it was just going to be Stav. And then he did something a little bit surprising.
That was not a surprise at all.
I didn't think he would do it.
We've interviewed him a lot, and I follow him on Instagram. Mm. And I said to you guys, we're gonna do this live where he comes in and raps his song with a fan. He's gonna swear. And what did you both say to me?
Nah.
I said no. Last time we spoke to him, he's been really good. But maybe you bring it out in.
Maybe you're right. Victim blaming. See that? That's victim blaming.
You
right
were a victim.
There.
Well, you were a victim, were you?
A victim.
Okay.
I'm the one who has to. Did he press the dump button?
Did he do the word he said to you? Did he?
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Yeah. He did. Anyway, I'll work through it. Let's get on with the podcast.
Sophie, Mum, you're the next Bachelorette.
I'm excited. I want to meet someone really lovely.
Oh, smell that. That is the aroma of love, guys. Sophie and Stu, join us right now. Good morning, lovebirds.
Oh, thanks. Morning.
Hi, guys.
Hey, where are you both now?
In a hotel room. There's a lot of people in here, though.
Oh, okay.
Big camera crew this time around.
We are actually together, though, for once.
Yeah. Soph has to establish. No, not this time, guys, but thank you.
Yeah, there's people here. Yeah.
Hey, congratulations. Is it a relief now that you can finally talk about it?
It's weird, actually. Like, even now talking about it, but we're just going to walk down the street. That's exciting. We're about to do that in about half an hour.
But, Soph, you haven't been able to do that normally for ages anyway. Is that going to be overwhelming for you, Stu?
I guess so. I haven't experienced it yet, but I assume so. But it's certainly a relief for me to be speaking about it because I was always a flight risk. I thought I was going to give it away months ago.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That's why I went to Thailand because we were going to break the rules and we did a couple of times.
We're both brats.
I've been racking my brain all evening to come up with what you guys will need, and that is a couple name, and I have come up with Stufy.
Oh, I don't mind that, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll run with that.
Is that a vogue edge to it?
Yes, yeah. You said you broke the rules a couple of times. What things did you do that you weren't meant to do?
Met up a couple of times, probably shouldn't
have. Oh.
They were sitting here with publicists, somewhat confessing as we were talking.
It's okay. I mean, the cat didn't get out of the bag.
No, you actually kept it under wraps more than the ones that actually had it organised by the producers, so you're fine.
We did very well. I got driven to the hotel yesterday by security and I led them to the room.
Oh, right. So what? How were you meant to meet up? Like, does the show set up specific dates and give you secret directions on where to go? Or?
Yeah, they do. And we did that as well.
Yeah.
So
right.
We got both. Yeah, they either take you, like, drive you out hours somewhere in the bush. Mm. And that's where you stay.
So when's going to be the big family catch-ups? Because I know you've had an opportunity through the show too, but like when the cameras aren't rolling to sort of, you know, meet the kids and stuff.
I haven't organised anything yet. I haven't had a night's sleep since it started, I don't think. So I think we're just going to, take it as it comes.
Oh, that's the Soph we know and love. Stu, I'm sure you've already realised this, but you know you're going to have to be the one with the couple's calendar who keeps track of everything, right?
Yeah, well, traditionally I'm pretty good at organising, so we'll see how we go.
Nice one, Maddie. That's so true.
No, it is. So what are you guys gonna do? I know these are asking all the intense questions. Are you gonna move in together straight away, or?
I don't know. I mean, I've got that place on the Gold Coast, but I'm always here in Sydney, so maybe.
Yeah,
we're both able, lucky we can be mobile. So, but it hasn't been really chatted about at this point. I think we'd like to have a coffee first, or maybe a meal.
Isn't it funny how everyone's putting on all of these questions like it's your wedding day?
I know, but
when are you
going to
have babies?
What's your timeline, guys? Yeah. Is it married by a year and a half? Yeah. Kids after that? I know.
When's the divorce?
Like... No, stop.
Sorry.
I've got to get the first one out of the way.
That's true, Stu.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that something you had to consider? Obviously, when you went on to the show, but. Was it awkward telling Sophie that the divorce hadn't gone through yet?
Yes, extremely. I for some reason I was naive. I didn't think it had come up, but it certainly did. Mm-hmm. But it's not. I'm very amicable with the ex-wife. What I found the toughest was that my children would be watching and, you know, emotions. And when it took me a long time to open up, as you guys might have noticed. Yeah. But I always had those angels on my shoulder sort of thing, and it was just a little bit tough.
Yeah, because it's like you don't want to go out to a bar and see your dad trying to pick up a woman. You certainly don't want to see it on national television.
I know, but I reckon they would be upset. Like, did your kids watch it, and did they love Sophie? Did you tell them that you were together?
Yes, the kids were. Oh, sorry, no, the kids would have found out last night with The Nation, but they knew about the whole process, obviously. Mm. But they're big fans of Soph, like everybody.
Yeah, so you can't trust children with information that's meant to be secret.
I know, like, but they would be heartbroken if he hadn't. Do you know what I mean? They fall in love with Soph, and they're like, "Dad."
Yeah, I'm thinking they're pretty happy.
So, I mean, Maddie, you're friends with Soph. Soph, you're friends with Maddie, yes. And you said that you had spoken to Stu on the phone. You said you'd spoken to the winner, and you didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
Do you approve now?
Yeah, of course I approve.
Do you remember speaking
to Maddie? Yeah, I do now. Yeah, that would have been maybe a month ago. But yeah, I knew. Soph told me how close they were. Huh. And apparently you guys used to work with Osh as well.
Yes. Yeah. Just up until this week we did, to be honest.
He quit on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry I brought it up.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
We're the Jared in this situation.
But we wish him well.
No, I knew. It's funny because Soph, you and I spoke obviously when all the filming had wrapped, and you said to me just how happy you were.
Yeah, and that's the best. Yeah, we're the jackpot.
We're a pretty good match.
Well, I'd like to think so going through that process.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think Stu's still a bit confused because when he spoke to you the first time, he thought you were a girlfriend.
Oh, no, exactly right. I am a girlfriend. Yeah. We get announced all the time.
Well, how about you said, Maddie, that he had spiky hair?
That could have been Jared, though.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't FaceTime, did we?
No, but he just described you, and that's why I wondered. But he did have
spiky hair.
He described you off your voice as hot, pretty much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never thought that myself. Thanks, Maddie.
Oh, no worries, buddy.
That's why he's prolonging this interview.
Yeah. Well, guys, hey, congratulations. We are so happy for both of you, and we can't wait to all catch up.
Same.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having us.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
R&B Friday means R&B battle time. Woo! Usually it is like us here in the studio going head-to-head or with a guest that might come in.
Yes, and we thought, well, we love 360 and we wanted to do a song of his. So we're like, well, okay, cool. All right, let's do his song. Stav's going to go up against who? And we thought, well, why don't we put it up on Facebook?
Yeah.
See if anyone is also a 360 fan and see if they want to come in for a rap battle. One person that answered the call from Boondoole is Tully. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know Evis?
Yes, very much so.
But you know all his music? You said you're a huge 360 fan?
Yes.
From the beginning?
Very much.
Like, what year did you first go and see him?
I think it was 2012.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, all right. So you followed him from the start.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So you could do this just with your eyes closed without looking at the lyrics?
As long as I wasn't on the radio, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I bet you in your car when it's playing on R&B Friday, you're jamming hard and you're all sweet.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so Boys Like You, of course, is this brilliant song. That's Gosling, that's not 360.
No, that's
Yeah, we know the song, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Someone's nana might be dropping them at school today.
Yes,
didn't know
you're
that.
Right, I'm sorry.
So I just like to inform the people.
Yeah.
So are you guys ready? Stav versus Tali?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be, yeah. We'll be good. We'll be fine.
All right, so we've got
Rap's hard. Rap is hard.
We've got the instrumental. Tali, you're kicking it off?
Yep.
And righty. Then, okay, Stav's going to go.
Okay.
All righty, here we go. Verse for first. R&B Friday, the rap battle. Here we go.
I need it. You can probably see it. You'll probably think I'm gonna rip your heart to pieces. Get you in the sheets and hit it up and leave it. Believe me, You were gonna say my reputation precedes me, but you gotta be fair. Yo, you might have heard about the numbers that I sleep with. That's not all I am. But at least there ain't no secrets.
Woo!
Oh, nerves.
That was really good. Take it, Gosling.
You get the hard part.
Yeah.
Right, how's Stab gonna go?
Hey, yo, you've heard about me, right? You know I'm at my reps for now. Oh, your friends will tell you stay away because I've slept around. That's right, though, the word will get around. Back in the day, it didn't faze me, yo, but lately it'll get me down. Yo, I heard about my ride, but I ain't mad at...
We made a whoopsie. Let's pretend like that never happened. Oh, naughty 360. 360, you did the F-bomb. You know, we're live on the air. You can't do the F-bomb,
oh,
bro.
Oh, no, I totally forgot about that.
if you've just joined us, obviously we're doing an R&B Friday rap battle. Tali's a big 360 fan. Who's with you right now? Who's standing beside you?
360.
Yes. I think she did better than I did, though.
I was messing up the words.
I was like, how are we doing this? This is fun. Yes.
That was really good. I was.
You killed that.
Thanks.
You feeling good?
Yes. You sounded so much like 360. Well done.
Yeah. 360 is here. We're going to let you guys do a selfie and get involved with each other. And when we come back, we are going to have a chat.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chakra's Abbott gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcastone.com.au or download the app.
Listening to hip hop these days. Everybody just a bunch of hip hop cliches. Gotta live it up. 360, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, if you just missed it before, he came in, surprised Tani, to do a rap battle.
Totally messed it up.
No,
you didn't mess it up. You just dropped a swear word.
I actually did mess it up. I forgot a few words myself.
Yeah,
so
right.
She actually did way better than me. She won.
Do you find it hard? Because I've had this thing with myself. Every year, my New Year's resolution is to give up swearing.
Yeah.
And it is the most, it's the hardest thing to give up.
It really is, yeah. It's just, I don't know. Yeah, for me, definitely.
You can't as a rapper. You can't drop, like...
You could be the world's first non-swearing rapper. You could be like, dang it.
Yeah.
So how much swearing is in your new album?
It's not that brutal. Like, they're definitely,
There's one song, isn't there?
There's swearing on that.
Yeah. It's about emotion. Then there's got to be. There's a big thing. The Walking Dead zombie show, right?
Yeah.
It's on a network where they can't swear. And everyone's you're watching, you go, oh, you would definitely say the F word in that situation. Like, come on.
Oh, do they not swear?
They do now. They've just got a new license.
So it's like, damn it. Yeah. He killed my friend.
Yeah.
So your fourth album is out. It's called Modern Vintage.
Vintage Modern.
Yep. So dyslexic.
She is dyslexic.
Yeah, it's true. I was reading a write up of it and I loved it because they were like, you know, there's a formula of getting on the radio, you know, when people release songs, 360 doesn't follow that formula. So good for you.
I really like approaching this album. I wanted to kind of think about how we're gonna like lead into this, and I wanted to approach it as if there was no radio. So if there wasn't any, what would happen? Like, if there was no radio for artists, what would we do?
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So we just started doing like video after video and just releasing heaps of content online, and I think that really helped, you know.
Yeah.
But hopefully the radio is like going to get involved. Like that's a big thing, you know. It's a big crucial part to an artist's success. So I'm really, really hoping they do.
We're playing it. Yeah. We're loving it.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that massively. Like, you really don't understand how much that means to me.
And the fact it's Australian music, I think, is fantastic as well. You know, because we get all the same, you know, stuff over from the States with all the auto-tune and... But Lil Wayne...
You can tell Lil Wayne that when you speak
to him. Yeah.
What are you going to say to him? I'm going to say, love your song, bro.
Too much Australian stuff on our radio. So.
But it's different, you know. Like, what's it like when you go to America and play stuff to people over there?
Oh, man. I don't think they really connect with it because I just don't think they can understand the accent. Like, it's very different to them. I mean, UK rap is doing really well in America right now, which is surprising because I never thought anything out of America would go well there.
Yeah.
So hopefully, I think one day there will be some artist here who crosses over there. It's just a matter of who's it going to be. So, yeah, I think it's the accent thing that really, really trumps it for them.
Yeah, right. Fair enough.
Because it is very, you notice it. You can really hear an Australian rap because you do rap in your own vocab as
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, there's a lot of artists these days that don't actually rap in the Australian accent. They rap in a more neutral kind of American accent.
Go and do your American accent.
Oh, I'm terrible. I'm so bad.
You're like so Aussie.
I started rapping in American accent when I was 14.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it was bad. But I was rapping about shooting people and like robbing people and stuff like that when that was just not who I was.
Hey, you've had Ruby Rose in a film clip with you before. Do you still keep in touch with her?
Oh, no, I haven't spoken to her in ages. Yeah.
You're right.
Nah.
Is that how, once you wrap up on the day, you go, all right, that's it, you just part ways? Or?
She's just doing her thing. Yeah, she's killing it over doing her acting thing, and she's smashing it at the moment. Yeah. Like, yeah, good on her.
She's still with Jess?
Oh.
The Veronica?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
We'll say yes.
We'll say yes.
Yeah, but I've seen her face everywhere. Like, I don't know where I've been lately, but I'm just seeing her face pop up everywhere I go, like in some form of advertisement or something. She's killing it.
Do you ever feel like, because I remember last time you came in, I burst into tears.
Yeah.
You're honestly so real with your music and stuff like that, talking about like your substance abuse and mental health and that. Does it feel a lot of pressure now? Because a lot of people always gravitated to you towards your music, but now you get a lot of people pouring out going, oh my God, you're saving me as well. Has that been a lot of pressure or you still like it?
I think it's great. Like, I feel really good that, you know, my words have been able to help people through their addiction or their mental health issues. I think it's really good. Like, we have so many people contact me and stuff. It's bittersweet though. It's like pretty heartbreaking to see how many people are actually going through it. But at the same time, I'm really happy that I've been able to help out. So yeah, I'm going to continue to do it. But there's certain things though. Like, I'm happy to be open about my mental health and my addiction. I have no qualms about that. But there's certain other parts of my life that I won't be open about as well, though. I think people think that I am very brave and open book, but I'm definitely not. I have a lot of stuff that I will never say, like where it all stems from. Like, you know how there's always like something that an addict has deep down that is the reason why they're using.
Yeah, like, that's your personal thing.
And I want, as much as I would love to be open about that, because I think it would help so many people have been through the same thing. It's just something I can't do.
Yeah, no, you got to fight it yourself before you open up.
Well, if people want to come and meet you, and I know they will, we've got a lot of fans here in Brisbane. You are going to be doing a signing of your new album, Vintage Modern, and people can come and meet you at 3:30 this afternoon. You're going to be in the Queen Street Mall?
Yes.
Yeah, the upper stage near Maya.
Yes. Yeah, I'll be there. I'm going to be there. I'm not sure for how long, but I'm ready. I'm ready to go. It's gonna be fun. Get a swear jar ready.
Yes, get ready. Well, 360, man, really appreciate you coming in. It's great to see you.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Hey, Monday, we are going to give away Kish, $10,000. In fact, 7 and 8 a.m. Alpha Bucks is back. Here's some letters right now to help you out.
Now, you've got to keep this on the down low.
They're D&L.
Hey, there we go.
Keep it on the DL, because they're DL.
DL. So D is at 7, L is at 8.
Yeah. DHL, they'll be here soon.
Really?
No, DHL are really good.
They are good?
DHL.
Delivery service, like another FedEx.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
A Sydney lady has woken up to find almost $25 million in her account. Mortgage paid off. She was like, oh, this is so tempting. She put it on Facebook and she blurred out all the accounts and was like, should I just skip the country and go on a holiday? And everyone's like, yes, do it. And she's like, okay, I was joking. I'm a lawyer. I can't.
Sweden is where you'd go, right? Swedish bank accounts, they're the hardest to get access to.
Yep.
Well, that's what they do in the movies.
I've seen the movies, Matty. Yeah. That's as far as I know. But we went on 13, 10, 60. Has this feeling happened to you that you've woken up, you've got money in your account by mistake?
Michael in Middle Park, this has happened to you, buddy?
Yeah, good morning. How you doing?
Good, Michael.
I woke up a few years ago on my birthday. My parents had sent some cash across, and it was $2,000 instead of $1,000. So I knew straight away. So I withdrew the money and waited on the bank to come back to me. It took them probably about 2 weeks before I got a letter. And I said, well, it's your mistake. You can have it back $5 a month, forever long it takes.
Genius. Did they accept that?
Yeah, but when I got my tax return, I paid the balance, but it was hilarious.
That is so
that's
good.
Funny.
And then, you can do payment
you're also like, and I'm also going to charge you $2.50 for every time I put it in. That's brilliant. Peony, yeah, in Manly West, this happened to you too.
I woke up with $25,000 in my bank account.
Oh, what was the mistake? Who was it through? Not company-wise,
but... I had an insurance claim that I was waiting, you know, I got told, oh, yeah, we'll do paperwork in the next couple of months.
Yep.
And went to the shops, was like, oh, got no money this week, checked my bank account and $25,000 in there. They'd done it without even telling me.
Did you, like, did they realise their mistake or did you get off with all the cash?
I got off with all the cash, bought a brand new car, everything.
Oh, that's so good.
I'm so jealous.
I... I'm just, wow.
Well done.
Apparently their admin lady rushed the order and got it all done.
Did you, though, do that? Did you wait a while? Like, did you sit on the cash for 6 months just in case they came back?
I did open the account, freaked out, called my mum. I was like, oh, I've got money. I'm scared. It's not mine. It's got to be someone else's. And quickly took it all. I went to the bank, got it all out in cash and hid it.
Wow.
And that's got to be a better car because, you know, if, like free food tastes better than food you've paid for.
Oh, yeah.
Rosemary in Caboolture, you got some cash put in to your account?
No, I got some cash taken out. Oh. I lost $60,000.
How?
We don't know. The bank put the money into somebody else's account and then they took it out. It took them about 5 days and they literally went to the bank and took it out, or they used their card to take it out at gas stations and places.
And you didn't
get
it back?
It was our house deposit. Yeah, we did because it was our house deposit.
Yeah.
And the bank was... They didn't apologize. They were just like, okay. This is a bit strange.
That's annoying because it means it happens more than what you know. Yeah. If they don't apologize, they're like, well, there you go. It's a Tuesday.
Also, yeah. if they're taking it out of cash stations, they've usually only got $50 limits.
Mm.
To get $60,000 out in $50 lots, that would have taken a very, very long time.
Mm. All that driving around, but I guess at least you're going to
like
gas stations.
I like how your mind works.
Hey, Lisa, it happened to you?
Yeah, it did. I woke up and there was $385,000 in my account.
Whoa.
How many times?
It had come from some overseas account, and I had my goddaughter from Norway staying, and I was thinking, okay, maybe her parents have somehow transferred a really wrong amount. But no, and I contacted the bank, and they... said, oh, well, we'll look into it. And 5 days later, it was just gone. Nothing from the bank, nothing.
Oh,
wow.
That's hard because you just, some part of you goes, that's my money, or I may at least get to keep this, you know.
Well, I think the fact that they don't say anything and they can take it out without saying anything to you is really alarming to me. I mean, not the fact that I had extra $385,000. I was imagining what I could do with that, but the fact that they don't need to tell you, they can just do what they want with your account.
Yeah, you forget that it's actually their account. Like, it feels like it's yours.
Well, I've had it for so long.
I know. I got it when I was in school.
Yeah, it was my Dolomite account.
Stephen, you are our winner, I believe. How much went into your account, champ?
$10 million.
What? Sorry, say that again?
$10
million. $10 million. How long did you stare at the screen and how many receipts did you print out?
A weekend, no receipts. So I was on the way to Eat Street. I got call after call from private numbers. Got there, had a look to get some cash out at the ATM and saw how much I had. My heart dropped.
Wow.
And then, so I got another call from the private number. It was the bank. Went in and they had to sign a couple of papers and stuff and get it taken straight back out on the Monday.
So you had to sign papers in order for them to get it back?
I don't know why. Just to find that it was my bank account and then give them all my card details and stuff so they could pull it out.
Did they explain what had happened?
Oh, they just said it was a mistake and thank you for coming in, really.
There should be a reward
they
or something.
They should come to you and sign.
Yeah. Yes, they should at least, at the very least.
Like 8th Street, you pay your $2 entry and come and see me.
Imagine $10 million at 8th Street. Oh, that's a lot of burgers and nachos.
You wouldn't be able to get away from the cops after.
Yeah, true.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
Daddy. You're funny, Daddy.
Oh, it's a good old-fashioned dad joke off. Stav and Maddie are going head-to-head with who cannot laugh while hearing some pretty pathetic dad jokes. Now, tally so far is Matt 5, Stav 1.
I'm terrible.
Although I should point out that Stav has laughed every time at his own jokes, none of Matt's.
That's true. Thank you for pointing that out.
I don't know if that was a good thing that you laugh at your own jokes.
I'm sure it is.
You know what I mean?
But it's just so much funnier than him.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. All right, cool.
I went and saw this comedian on the weekend and he laughed at himself the whole time.
No one else did, but he laughed, so good for him.
The idea also is meant to be they're terrible jokes, but
don't set yourself up for failure. Someone else writes yours. So you'll be fine.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I get them written for me. I get bad, bad jokes.
And you can see the video. We'll put this up. All right. Let's go, guys. Okay. Let's not drag this out.
Okay. Who wants to start today?
We're going to go with you this time.
Okay. Maddie, when my wife told me to stop impersonating a flamingo, I had to put my foot down.
Because he's down on one foot. I love that.
I tripped over a bra yesterday. Should have seen that booby trap.
It's not bad.
It's good.
I gave all my dead batteries away today, free of charge.
You're starting to get it.
They're kind of like puns.
Cool. It only took 7 weeks.
You know, Esther and I went mattress shopping yesterday because we need a new bed. We've had the same mattress for a while. The salesman said to us, try it out by sleeping in your usual positions. She went on the left side. And I left space on the right for you, Stav.
That's more of a truth, isn't it? So I don't know if that...
I think I've nearly got him. Because you know how you joke that you're always sleeping with it?
Don't joke. Why do melons...
Come on.
Why do melons...
Laugh at that one.
Why do melons have weddings? Because they cantaloupe.
You just smiled at your own joke. That's a warning.
Okay. Cantaloupe.
We get it. Okay. They can elope.
Went to Harvey Norman yesterday too, after we went mattress shopping.
Yeah.
It's very convenient, homemaker centres.
Yeah.
There was a television for sale for $1 because the volume was stuck on full. So it was like a scratch and dent sale. And I just couldn't turn that down. So now I have a TV and a mattress.
I went to a restaurant. The waitress said, do you have a reservation? I said, no, I'm pretty sure I want to eat here.
That's good.
Thank you.
Are you trying not to laugh at that one?
So badly.
All right. This one, I didn't understand. I had to get it explained to me, but apparently you'll understand this. This is like catered to you.
Okay.
What do you call Neil deGrasse Tyson? Pouring champagne all over his naked chest.
I don't know.
An astro fizzy tits. I'm guessing because he's an astrophysicist.
Yes.
Well done to my joke writer.
Hey.
Appreciate it, Social Scotty. Writes them for me every night.
Matt is up to 6 and Stav is still on 1.
Terrible at this game. Yeah.
Mind you, I did edit the Esther one because the actual joke is she laid on the left side, I walked out over to the couch department. And I thought maybe if I mix it up with the whole Stav thing.
That was good.
Yes.
That was very good.
You know, off the cuff. There I go.
Whew.
So what's that?
Sucks 6 to you and 1 to Stav.
Woo! there we go. That's the dad joke off.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Sophie Mum, you're the next Bachelorette.
I'm excited. I want to meet someone really lovely.
Yeah, last night there could only be one winner on The Bachelorette, and the other one
didn't win.
Yes, it was a non-winner. I'm going to play the moment at which it happened because I know they're just going to love hearing this again. So, Jared, we know that you're there, Jared.
Yes, guys. Yeah. Good morning. How are we?
Mate, put your fingers in your ear holes. I'm just going to play this. Hang on.
In my head, you're everything I've been looking for. Absolutely everything. But my heart belongs to someone else. I'm so sorry.
Sorry. It's hard.
I adore you. You know that.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, guys, I mean, it's so early in the morning, but to be honest with you, it just feels so good to be able to finally speak about what's happening and how it's all going. So
now you're back on the market, you can get back out there and plow the fields, mate.
Oh, look, you know what? Plow the fields. Yep, I think I just need to stay on the vineyard for a little bit and lock myself away. But
Jared, is this just sucking? Like, legally, I guess you have to do this. You sign a contract, you got to do the interviews, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely.
But does it just suck balls or reading all the news stories about how they were getting a reversal and of a vasectomy and having kids and all that? Is that just sucking?
Oh, look, you know what? Because I live on a farm, there's not much reception, so I don't get much of the media. Okay. And any media that comes through, I look at it and laugh it off, anything bad or positive or whatever. As for the guys, look, good luck to them, and I really hope that they continue a life together and they make a new one for themselves.
Liar.
All right, you caught me. I do love them both. I think Sophie is an incredible woman, and Stu is an amazing guy. I mean, he just seemed to say the right thing at the last moment. And I knew exactly when, because we had a chat before the finale and he hadn't said anything yet. And he goes, oh, I think I need to tell her. And I'm like, as soon as he tells her, that's it. It's done. So, yeah. No, look, it's hard.
Well, if you've got no reception out at your farm, maybe they'll invite you to theirs.
Oh, look, who knows? Maybe. Or I can invite them to the wedding at mine.
Yes. Yes.
I'm just going to put it out there. Come to the wedding at Tom's Cap and, Sophie and Stu can get married there.
I love it. He's a businessman.
Would you consider, because I know we spoke to Apollo and he's very keen, but I don't know if the producers are the same. They're probably like, oh, you might be too young. Is The Bachelor for next year out of the question for you?
Look, at the moment, I just need some time.
Yeah, okay.
To be honest, just to... It's finally done and dusted now, so this is just the beginning of another journey. Mm-hmm. And I just needed to decide which way I want to go.
Yeah. Heartbreak's, like, attractive.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Yes. No, it is.
He looks sad. God, I'm going to shag him.
I've got to be honest. It's like a certain limit, do you know? Like, just a hint of it.
You don't go to the bar and start tearing your eyes out and saying, I just broke up with someone and then can you go home with me? No.
No, but you need to talk about, and you're doing a great job, because you need to talk about Sophie in such a nice way, because people are like, oh, God, he's hurt, but he's still such a gentleman. And, you know, just taking some time out. Girls are like, oh, he wants to take time out. I'm not going to give it to him, but, you know, so you're doing well.
Thank you, guys. Look, I want to give them their space, but at the same time, I want to keep a good connection between the two of them with myself, so...
Mate, got to ask you about some paparazzi shots.
Oh, which ones?
Okay, so there was rumour that Sophie was going to Mexico on a holiday.
Yes.
So she didn't spill the beans on who she'd chosen. And then there's a picture of you coming out of Flight Centre with a plane ticket going to Mexico, and everyone's going, stage 5 clinger.
Yes, I'm glad you brought this up. Yeah, because it's quite weird. That photo was taken 2 weeks before the photo was actually released. So I've been getting followed the first 3 to 4 weeks of the show. I had people parked out the front of my house, following me to the vineyard, following me back to Melbourne. It was mental. So living a normal life wasn't there. So doing all this stuff that I needed to go on a holiday after all this. So I'm mentally drained.
Mexico was just, the fact that you picked Mexico was just an accident. It wasn't a set-up thing.
No, it wasn't a set-up thing at all, because one of the guys in the art department in the show is from Mexico, and everybody in the house was talking about Mexico and on a holiday, and I thought, you know what? I need to get there. I need to go there. So I think these guys are just using everything they possibly can.
Doesn't it work in your advantage, though? When those photos get released and you get money from the photos, doesn't it pay for Mexico?
But I don't get the money. That's the thing.
He doesn't. He's got money.
Oh, well, the vineyard.
Well, I mean, working, I still work my ass off, and yeah, everybody's got to do it. So it's the Paps are probably going to leave me alone now because they know who the winner is.
Yeah.
Now, also, there were some pictures taken of you and Sophie last night at the at a hotel
as well
that have surfaced. And it did look like you forgot that she'd broken up with you and you were about to kiss her.
I was giving her a kiss on the cheek, if that's what it looks like. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen them. I was saying hello, a friendly hello. Nothing was awkward at all. It was actually quite nice to see Sophie before it all ended.
Yeah, right. So you did speak to her last night?
Yeah, we caught up just briefly beforehand. Sophie just popped her head in and said hello, just to wish me luck with everything, and just she told me how much she adores me, and to make sure that, yeah, just stay, be, continue who you are.
Yeah. Mm. What about Stu? Did he pop in and talk to
you? Yeah, like, is that going to be hard now? Are you able to catch up with Sophie? Would Stu mind?
Oh, look, Stu and I text in as well. So the three of us are all talking.
Okay.
We're all on talking terms. Mm. And obviously I give them their space now.
Mm.
And when if they're ever in Melbourne or if I'm ever up here, we can all catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you text Sophie and she doesn't get back to you, then you text Stu and he doesn't get back to you, don't think too hard about that.
Look, to be honest with you, yes.
Yeah,
it's probably a good thing. I don't want to live up to that 5-stage clinger thing.
Yeah.
Good on you, buddy. Well, you did a great job on there, and we know what's going to happen now. You're going to have women throwing themselves at you. So enjoy that for the next couple of weeks, and nice to talk to you this morning.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Enjoy the rest of it.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. I want to love you.
What have you done for love? Ed Sheeran's revealed that his beautiful girlfriend, Sherry, is doing a lot for him at the moment with two broken arms.
Mm-hmm.
He is getting his teeth brushed, among other things, a sponge bath.
She's clapping for him at concerts.
This is not necessarily for my lover, but my mother had a shoulder operation.
Did you say lover?
Yeah, not for like my partner.
Yeah.
My mother had a shoulder operation, and so she had like a tube hanging out that was draining it and stuff.
Cool.
And she couldn't get dressed, so I had to help her get dressed a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
I was 28.
Mm.
Now that is love. It must
be love. Yes.
But some love.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, 13, 10, 60.
What have you done for love, Carolyn from Kalanga?
Well, I was going to say that I burnt my hand really bad, and I was actually in a burn glove, and my partner was the one who did it for love, I guess. Mm. But I could do everything except wash my hair, and I thought it was going to be the most romantic thing in the whole world. Grabbing my scalp, and it was the horrible thing. Like, there was soap in my eyes and my mouth. I think it was more traumatizing than loving.
He's like, it says no tears. And it's like, no, that's actually no tears.
I love that.
I just wanted to say, like, as much as, like, you feel like it's going to be for love, like, there's those other risks involved as well.
Yes. And you, like, do the double shampoo. Come on, do it like they'll do it in the basin.
Yeah.
With the massage.
Ebony and Mogul, what did you do? What must be love?
So we had just had our first child who was 4 weeks old, and my husband decided to break his leg through his tibula and fibula.
Brilliant.
Which ended up him being in a full leg cast. So I had to do everything for him, including waking up at about 5 every morning to drive him to work so that he could still go and do like office duties. That was fun.
When you mean he decided to do it, how did he actually do it? I know there's that little bit of resentment there, but how did he do it?
Well, he was playing his first ever time playing indoor soccer, football, and went in for a leg collision, shin to shin. He should have backed off. He had a newborn baby.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I hear you.
He's still trying to live, though.
Erin in Ipswich.
Hi.
Hey, what did you do for love, or what did they do for love?
My husband had his tonsils out. He was told he wasn't allowed to smoke, so he went out and had a smoke and come back in, and he started hemorrhaging really badly.
Oh.
Like, blood was squirting out of his mouth and everything. I had to stand there and hold this bottle, which he completely filled, while trying not to puke myself.
Oh, wow.
That one got me.
Oh.
At the time, though, I bet you were not just saying you'll be all right, honey. You were screaming at him?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. You deserve this.
Holding his hair back.
Yeah.
All right. Carissa in the Rangbar. What have you done for love?
Hi.
Hey.
So my husband and I had a really bad car accident. He broke both his ankles in it, and I had to shower him, empty his wee cup, and give it back to him when he needed it, and basically follow him around everywhere in the wheelchair until he needed something.
His wee cup.
I do appreciate, Carissa, hey, wow. You've only gone to the wee cup and didn't want to talk about the other pan.
I had to just move him onto the toilet for that one. Yeah. I wasn't going
either. Too traumatised. Let's not go back there.
And, you know, it's not actually even really love, is it? It's how attractive you find them. Because if you can still do all that with someone and still go, hey, you want to have sex later on, then they must be, you know?
Thank you to everyone who called.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chakrazabad gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
We're thankful for today. You always got to be thankful. Yeah, 360 came in. I love that, man.
You too.
I do. But we need to get things off our chest, ready for the weekend, right?
Yes, correct. Yes.
Hey, Westfield shopping centres, I don't mind the car parks that you've got to get that little ticket because often I'm under 3 hours anyway. And if I am a little bit over, God, I had fun. I don't mind paying the $2.
True.
But do they understand the panic when you can't find your ticket? And there is cars all lined up behind you.
Yeah.
Just pay that $80 fee. We'll let you through.
You've got to do that dance. And you're like, wait a minute. It's just such panicky. You know, the person behind you are like, well, you should have paid at the exit.
No one does that.
No, because they keep saying pay at the exit. You're like, if you've got the facilities at the front, I'm going to use it. Thanks. But no thanks.
Our toilet. Here at work can sometimes be a little unsavoury.
All guys' toilets stink, don't they?
What? Like,
can you not get the bowl?
Why do we have terrible aim?
Because
it's like, fun.
Yeah, true.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't know.
You know what? Guys should have to, like, clean all the toilets for a week, and I guarantee their aim would improve.
I don't reckon it would stop.
Apparently fine, a ping pong ball in the water.
Why don't you guys try it? Clean the toilets here for a week.
We're good, thanks. Nice try.
But they've just put new smelly things in our toilets.
Full on, isn't it?
It's really strong in there.
It is.
But they smell very nice. Mm. The only issue with that is I'm the weird guy who goes in and there's a dude standing at the urinal beside and I go, doesn't it smell lovely in here?
You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
Small talk at a urinal.
Never a good idea.
Conversation starters.
Thanks. Yep. But no thanks.
Hey. Unseasonable hot weather. Well, I guess it's seasonable because it's spring.
Mm.
But I don't think the rest of the environment has caught up. So when we went to our friends the pilot's house yesterday afternoon, who have a pool, and our daughter, if there is a pool around, will want to go in the pool.
Of course.
So I did what any dad would do, and I broke the ice on top of the pool, made a little swimming hole for us, and we all got in. And we stayed in that pool until our lips were blue.
I don't want to get out, Daddy. I'm having a good time.
My outie is still an innie. I miss it. Thanks, but no thanks.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
There we go. That is the podcast done today. Thank you for everyone who maybe listened throughout the entire week. It means a lot to us. Time for some extra business. Oh, I just got a text message from Vodafone.
That's never good.
They're never good, are they?
No. Oh, I'm loving them at the moment. Because I was off a plan, I then gave them a call to just say I want to pay less. I was paying $100. Now I'm paying $40 a month.
Oh, that's good.
Exactly the same data.
I'm a Virgin man, but I'm with Vodafone.
Yeah.
What? Oh, no, I bet not.
What?
No, tell me.
See, now I have to make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going with that choice? Because it seems like it's difficult for you to think.
No, it's
just some thinking music. Is that Genie?
Yeah,
I like that.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So your plan was $100. Was
$100?
You now have the exact same plan, but you pay $40?
Yes.
Did you re-sign for a period of time?
Nope.
Oh, that's good. What's actually happened is you've just paid off your handset.
No, I paid off my handset ages ago. I just dropped my phone.
No, you got it. She knows the deals, mate. She knows
So what happened is I was on a contract, but I just hadn't got around to going, hey, I'm already on my phone outright.
Okay.
So, yeah, it just dropped last month. And I was like, no. I obviously own my phone. But I had to replace my phone myself because of water damage. But I was okay. I got it on insurance. So if I didn't have the Apple insurance, I got it on home insurance.
Yeah, I knew I was going to regret bringing that up.
Can't be outdealt with.
No, I hate wasting money.
I know, you're very
unless
good.
It's on shoes or perfume and bags.
It's all the
and
money
clothes.
That you save on all your other fan dangles that allows you to do that.
Yeah.
Fan dangles.
Do 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 do.
And I've started shopping at Audi with you. Do 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 do. Actually, I've got something for you guys on Monday talking about what can save marriages.
Sex.
To do with finances. Didn't come up, it was just about finances.
Really?
Yeah. Imagine talking about finances while you're having sex.
I'm about to make a deposit.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
That'll cost you $2.50.
I'm sorry.
I guess a lot of people do talk about finances while they're having sex. Good point. Do you know this is why my husband's rule, and you guys will probably stand by it, he says that I'm not allowed to bring up anything that I asked for after sex. It needs to be an hour. Break.
Yeah, because you're not thinking.
I always go, I think we should get like a car or whatever, and we're talking about it, then we'll have sex. And I go, I think I should get the car. And he goes, yeah, babe, get the car.
Mm.
And then after I go, you said that we're going to get a new car. And he's like, no. You asked me, like, that was like a half an hour after sex. It doesn't count.
I just wanted it to happen again. I would have said yes to anything.
No, see, that I kind of, like, after you've had sex.
That's what I thought.
Wouldn't he just be like, well, I've gotten what I want, so I don't really care. But if it was, like, just say you guys had said, hey, you rang him, said, I'm home in half an hour, be ready for me. And then when you got there just before it, you asked for it. That's a no-no.
He thought that I was suggesting that we'd have sex or brought up the conversation about the car.
Yeah, see, that you can't do. Because then what you're doing, and I say this to my wife, I go, sex is not a currency.
But it is to you.
No.
But you use it.
Of course we do. But what I'm saying is it shouldn't be.
And it shouldn't be.
You shouldn't.
The dong shouldn't be a currency, but it is.
Yes. Yeah. You can't use sex as a currency. It's not okay. It's illegal.
It goes both ways.
It can, depending on what you're into.
But it doesn't. But
it never does. Because the guy always says yes.
A guy will always.
It's also like trading with a weaker currency as well. Like if the American dollar is doing extremely well, that's okay. The female up against the Indonesian dollar, which is worth about a thousand to one.
That's exactly
American
right.
Dollars. I know. That's actually really clever, guys.
And he saved it for the podcast. See, that's how much we like our podcasters.
See you guys.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Hit